Today we're talking about effective teachers in Oakland and how they do what they do. As you just heard, some schools deal with budget cuts by eliminating extracurricular programs and music classes. But when the financial situation gets really desperate, class sizes swell and teachers get laid off, which threatens the very education students are going to school to receive. Learning Without Limits is a small public elementary school in the Jefferson neighborhood of Oakland, and it faced having to make those kinds of major cuts in order to survive. But it didn't. Instead, the school chose to become a charter. Skylar Crownover tells us what that dramatic shift meant to its student body and teachers, and how it may have saved it from closing its doors.
Meet Samara Shever.
My name is Samara Shever. I'm a second and third grade looping teacher at Learning Without Limits Elementary School.
Looping means Shever stays with the same class through their second and third grade years. She has been teaching this way for 6 years, and
when I started, we had just founded our school as a small public school within Oakland Unified School District. And the reason why we need small schools is because it allows us to have relationships with our students and with our families in a way that if there are hundreds and hundreds of kids, you just can't maintain.
But recently, class sizes started to swell, and severe budget cuts forced some teachers to be laid off. So in response, Learning Without Limits made a dramatic shift.
Just last year, we converted to becoming a district-sponsored charter school.
By becoming a charter school, Learning Without Limits is able to function outside of Oakland School District's governance and maintain its independence.
The autonomy over our staffing, the autonomy over our calendar, autonomy over our budget, and autonomy over our curriculum so we can decide what we're teaching and when.
Shever says that these autonomies are critical for the success of Learning Without Limits. Before becoming a charter,
there were layoffs each year. Most of the teachers at our school started their careers here or had 1 or 2 years before coming here. So we were all pretty low on the totem pole. So when layoffs came through, we were disproportionately impacted.
Being a school of mostly young people starting their careers, almost all of the teachers at Learning Without Limits were at risk of losing their jobs. According to Shever, within the district,
the last hired are the first fired. So a lot of teachers at our school who had 2, 3 years were getting layoff notices or threatened to get layoff notices every year.
Now the school can maintain stability, and its teachers aren't threatened with a pink slip every year. As a charter, Learning Without Limits is able to circumvent the district's policies on which teachers keep their jobs and who gets fired, a choice that was ultimately made to provide the best education and the best resources possible directly to classrooms and to the kids.
Welcome to my classroom.
The teeny tiny ghost cried, "What shall I do? I learned boo and woo at teeny tiny school, but hide and haunt isn't till next year."
It's reading time in Shever's classroom. But sometimes, a 7-year-old's attention can wander. That's how Shever gets her focus back. And when she does, she makes it count.
What do you infer? It didn't tell us why we have to infer. Why do you think he said, wait till next year?
Not only is Shever a really good teacher in her ability to have 7-year-olds understand information and do other higher-level thinking, she says she is extremely involved in each of her students' lives. But teaching is not always so easy to balance and can overrun a teacher's life. For example, as part of the charter school, Shever must keep her personal phone on until 9 p.m. during the school week so families can contact her.
You know, teaching is hard and it takes a lot of work, and there is a high level of burnout, and I think we're still working to figure out how, as a school, we can set our limits and have boundaries as teachers so that we're not on a burnout path.
The very nature of teaching makes getting teachers off a burnout path extremely difficult.
Teaching is like a gas. It'll fill up as much space as you give it. And so as individual teachers, we need to decide what size container we want to make teaching in our lives. As big as the container is, teaching will fill that.
Shever has been trying to find the perfect container for her teaching job, and the support of the charter is helping her.
Well, teaching is definitely still a gas for me. It definitely fills every spare moment that I have, but as we've transitioned to charter, we've gotten more support services.
Those support services are things such as counseling staff and social workers to help handle behavioral issues within the classroom, as well as issues outside the classroom that require close work with families.
but it does take some of the pressure off. So it just takes some of those non-teaching jobs away, which just makes it easier to focus on instruction.
Learning Without Limits is still trying to figure out how to help teachers set boundaries while still keeping the focus on kids. But they are also making exciting new changes to help kids in the classroom and to improve learning. For Cross Currents, I'm Skylar Crownover.